What's the source of wisdom? How can you live a more conscious life? Sometimes it's the questions that bring you your own quantum leaps. Wisdom Talk Radio brings you conversations with visionary thinkers, business mentors, and provocative authors and teachers, along with resources that point the way for you to claim your potential in service to the world. Join Laurie Seymour at Wisdom Talk Radio for explorations in conscious living. Subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or find us at Wisdom Talk Radio on Facebook.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sensitivity Doctors. This is a very special episode that I have mixed emotions about, honestly. So maybe I'll let you share the news, Dr. Jean.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sensitivity Doctors. Unfortunately, this will be my last time saying that. I have made the really difficult decision to exit the podcast to look after my own mental well-being. I am very vocal about that and my panic disorder on this podcast, and I don't feel like it would be ethical or truthful towards you, the audience that's been so great to us, if I did not practice what I preach, and therefore I find myself here.
Well, and without you having to share too much, you do have, I will give you the respect to say you have a lot going on. You have a lot of travel, you have a lot of family stuff, a lot of health stuff, and it's the whole point of this podcast, I think, was to help people who experience life in a very sensitive way to manage all of that. And who would we be if we continue doing this when it is not helping our health? So I just, when she called me, I will say I feel like I was very like, quote, strong at first. And then by the end of the phone call, we were both crying.
I was so nervous to make that call because, I mean, this is something that's so near and dear to my heart. And I feel like we made such a good team and I didn't want to disappoint you. And I think this leads back into the whole sensitive person thing and my part of that being really afraid of conflict. And I don't want to disappoint people, but I also want to keep the people I love happy. And you know, so that was a hard phone call for me to make, but you were so gracious towards me and you were so understanding. And I think the reason why is because I feel like we've always had this open communication. So I don't think it was a huge shock to you because you knew kind of what was going on in the background.
Yeah, I could sense it for sure.
Also a sensitivity thing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you sent me the message, you said, I need to talk. And I actually said to my husband, I was like, oh, she's leaving the podcast. Like I had a feeling before we even talked. But I want to say on my end how grateful I am to you because I've had multiple people address or not address, but come to me and say that I should do a podcast, like just for so many different reasons, so many different people. And I think up till now, I've kind of always done things in community. Like I've co-authored books. I have a practice with other people that work at it. I did the podcast with you. And now many people, including yourself, are trying to usher me towards doing things on my own.
Yeah. Go, Dr. Amelia.
And, and for that reason, I am going to be continuing the podcast. I've got lots of recordings coming up and exciting guests. And I will be having Dr. Jean on again. I'm quite positive. But yeah, I will say I came up against a little imposter syndrome. Like, should I really be doing this all on my own? And I will say there's one little shift. We're getting rid of the letter S. We are no longer the sensitivity doctors. Yes. So it will be which only fed my imposter syndrome more because now it's called the sensitivity doctor. So, but I'm really excited and I'm trying to look at it as an opportunity to take all of my like creative energy and throw it in wholeheartedly and just, you know, see what happens. So
this is going to be so brilliant and amazing because you're such an intuitive speaker. And I really know the audience would love to keep hearing the wonderful like stories you put out there. So I honestly have the utmost faith in you. It's that weird mm-hmm. thing we were talking about, I think, in one of our episodes we actually did about imposter syndrome. And we were like, it's so strange because the people from the outside don't see it. It's mm-hmm. such a subjective feeling. And I'm feeling a little bit of that now, because from where I'm viewing it, from my viewpoint, I'm like, well, she's so qualified to do it and she's mm-hmm. so good at it. So it's hard to stand in your shoes and understanding that imposter part of it. But I also understand feeling that way.
And I do say, anytime I'm feeling anything like that, I try to tell people. I mean, anytime there's, and I think that's because if you don't speak those things out loud, they kind of take over how you live.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Very true. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what also led to the severity of my breaking this time. Is I always talk about support networks and how important it is. And it's especially important when you have something like panic disorders. You have to have mm-hmm. your support network and you have to have a team around you. And I think the final thing for me was realizing that I was hurting my support system by not making the right choices and taking on too much and stretching myself too thin and making myself ill. And there's just too much going on. And that's like the last thing you should do, is be alienating those that are always there for you. So, yeah.
mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel now that you made the choice? And I want to know, because I think about listeners who maybe tend towards people pleasing or tend towards not wanting to hurt people's feelings. And there's all this anticipatory anxiety around setting a boundary or quitting something or saying no. It's funny. I was thinking the other day, I was in this really neat thing in my town. They had like a night market and they had this traveling bus that had books in it. And mm-hmm. it was super cute. And I'm in there shopping, and this woman I'd never met before, we had picked up a book and I said something about not really loving the book. I don't even know how it came up. I wasn't putting her down for holding it, but something happened. And she said, oh, I know, I didn't like it either, but I had to get through it. And I looked at her and I said, well, really? And she said, yes, I have such a problem with not letting myself put down books if I don't like them. I feel like I have to finish them. And I was thinking, well, wow. who are you hurting by putting the book down? I mean, I don't think anyone.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So just on your end, like, how do you feel now that you got through the anxiety about setting the boundary and saying that this wasn't going to work for life at this point in your life, and now you've done it?
I mean, I think the most important thing to remember, well, from my perspective, is it's really not easy. It will never be easy for me to set boundaries. And it's still kind of stressful, because just because you set a boundary doesn't mean you're released from everything, right? You still have responsibilities. Like, for example, our podcast, like, I'm not just going to leave. I need to make sure that you also know how things work and where everything is and setting everything up. And there comes a certain degree of stress with that. So I just don't want to create the misconception of, you know, embrace it, set the boundary and everything's going to be okay. It's still going to be stressful and there's still going to be anxiety attached to it. But for me, it comes down to the question of, a month from now, what is going to cause you the least anxiety? Having done this and done it the right way, or not having done it at all? Because look at where you are now. So if you were to make this decision and you were to choose the two outcomes, what is it going to look like a month from now? Mm-hmm. And when I answered that question, I was like, okay, I need to make really hard decisions.
Mm-hmm. I love that advice. I think that's great. I mean, it makes me think of when some people will say, if you're angry at someone, think about whether or not you're going to be angry at them a year from now, 5 years from now. So giving, it sounds like it gives you better perspective to think about it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it helped me. It's just, I just wanted to make it clear to those that are maybe like me, it's not a golden ticket to mm-hmm. releasing stress. Like, there's always going to be a journey attached to it. It's just how you choose to see the end of the journey, you know, the stress of it, of making the decision.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, you had mentioned something about putting the effort into helping transition things. And I will say I am deeply appreciative of the amount of work you did. It's almost like you gave me a crash course because essentially you were producing the podcast. And you gave me a crash course in how to do everything with like videos. And I just am so grateful for all the work you did to make the transition smooth, even finding someone to help me with it going forward. Like, and I think on my end, if anyone is ever concerned about setting a boundary or the running the risk of, you know, hurting someone's feelings, or if they feel really intensely that they people please or anything like that, on the receiving end, the boundary is your right, and you have every right to set a boundary. You have every right to say this is not working, and no, no is a full sentence. But I really did appreciate the extra legwork you did to help make the transition successful. And I'm excited to have you come back sometime and I'll have everything running smoothly. I will say on the HSPN on my end, when I encounter something that I've never done before, it can feel so much more overwhelming than it actually is.
Yeah, because I think we have inherent perfectionism ingrained in us, right? Mm. We don't want to, it's not just doing something new. We immediately go into it like, okay, how do I do this perfectly?
Right. Make it seamless. But yeah. I will say for those who want to stick around and stay with me as I journey into my imposter syndrome and see what comes up. What comes out the other side. One thing I'm really excited about doing is like really making it about answering all the questions that our highly sensitive brains could possibly think of. Because I think that's a big part of high sensitivity and deep conscientiousness is that we look 15 layers beneath things. And so many HSPs love to research because it gives them the answers that their brain is looking for. And so that's what I absolutely is going to be focusing this next chapter of the Sensitivity Doctor podcast.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to listen to it.
Yes. Please watch and review and all those things. Make it happen. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners and viewers before you sign off as co-host for the very last time? But you will be back. We will have you back for sure.
I think maybe just that I started this podcast when I started Figgy and the Anxious Calm, and it was the first time that I openly spoke about my panic disorder, my traumas, and it really gave me a platform to deal with those emotions and deal with that trauma and understand that I'm not alone in it and to feel like I'm doing it in a safe space. And for that, I will always be grateful for the podcast, always be grateful for the audience and the wonderful people that I met like you. And the same with our podcast. It really did help me a lot.
Awesome. Well, I am so grateful that your journey overlapped with my journey that now will continue on as my own journey. So for all of you who have been with Dr. Jean, I hope you'll stick around and continue the journey with me. And feel free to reach out with any of your burning questions or episodes that you want me to do because I have full creative control now. So buckle up. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.